It is time for us to check in with Mike Cossey, and it's time for Mike Cossey to answer us. How are the Yankees ever going to learn to win in Houston?
Well, it's not Houston that's doing it. It's the bullpen that's failing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, you can't play the Orioles every week, so now they're playing one of the upper echelon teams, and the Yankees had games that they should have won the last two nights and wound up losing both of them because their bullpen can't do the job.
And they also made some mistakes, didn't they, also in the games?
Well, they're not the best defensive team in baseball. They make a lot of errors, and usually their hitting makes up for the sins. But they're running into a team that has decent pitching. They have a good lineup, and they're being exposed for it. So these are weaknesses that the Yankees have and have had, not so much the bullpen, but defensively they've been there now for a couple of years, and they have to find a way to fix it because you can't go out and out-slug teams every day when you're playing better teams. You can't score 12 to 15 runs and cover it up. When you're in a low-scoring game that you should win 3-1 and you wind up losing 6-3, you're getting exposed a little bit, and that's something that they have to address. Are injuries part of it? Yeah, injuries are part of it, but you do have players up there that are major league players and should be making the plays, these routine plays that they should be able to make.
All right, and what's his name's coming back to the Yankees? What are they saying they have here? No, hang on a second. What are they saying he has here? Now, hang on a second. Let me look at this. First of all, how did DeGrom do yesterday?
DeGrom didn't do so well yesterday. The Mets got beat up pretty good. They lost to the Twins 14-8. DeGrom went four innings, gave up eight hits, six runs earned, and that was his first hiccup in well over a year. So not to get excited about it. It happens. But DeGrom had his worst outing in a long time yesterday, so the way he goes.
All right. The Yankees report that Cerevino has a lat strain. He'll be out six more weeks.
Yeah, he has a lat strain, and if it is that, you won't see him till August because he can do no baseball activities for 6 weeks.
Right.
So that puts him to June, and then it's going to take him time to get back into shape, so you won't see him till July.
Wow.
If you see him in July.
If you see him, and if it's truly lat strain and not what you thought it was early on.
Right. I don't understand how a major league club and medical crew and wherever you send these guys to be diagnosed can switch it from a rotator cuff to a lat injury. It's two completely different places in your body. Your rotator cuff is in the upper part of the back of your shoulder, and your lat is your lat, which runs down your back. So I don't know if this is a true diagnosis or not. It's too different for me to swallow.
All right. Where else do you want to go when we look at sports right now?
Hockey starts tonight.
Playoff
starts. The second season starts tonight. The Islanders are in Long Island tonight playing against the Penguins. That's their draw. The Islanders have home ice advantage. Good test for them. They get by the Penguins. They should be in pretty good shape until they come up against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay looks clearly the cream of the crop this year. They ran away with the President's Trophy. And if they play the hockey they've been playing, they should be picking up the Stanley Cup in Tampa Bay sometime in June. But it starts tonight. It's a great run of hockey. Any team could beat anybody, so those 120 points Tampa Bay got, they don't count now. They have to keep on doing it. They have been playing well, but I've seen teams like that lose before, and that's the beauty of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So who are the Rangers playing?
They're playing the Devils.
That's right.
They're playing
sad.
The Devils. They tee off at Trump National this morning at 7:30.
How sad was it? I was listening to, I was going back and forth when I was driving in New York yesterday, after the sports station, and all they could talk about was the chances of the Rangers getting a good draft pick.
Well, I don't know.
I know
the
they
Devils
said,
got wound up getting the number one pick.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. What a sad. It was like hockey never started in the metropolitan area except for the Islanders.
What year is this?
2019.
Okay, and what's 94 plus 25.
That's a long
comes
time.
Comes out
man.
To a 119, right? So it's been 25 years since the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
But at least I got to see it in my lifetime.
Well, like I told people, I'm glad you saw it because you probably won't see it for another 50 years. We're halfway there.
Don't say another 50 years.
We're halfway there.
I know.
We're halfway there, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel if you're
really,
a Ranger fan
really
right
isn't.
Now.
The Rangers are as now disorganized as the Knicks, and that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah. They say the circus doesn't come to Madison Square Garden anymore. Well, it doesn't come for a week. It comes for two seasons.
I tell you. Two premier franchises worth millions and millions of dollars. Just
disgraceful.
Just sitting there doing nothing.
Absolutely disgraceful. Well, you got to go back to about 25 years ago, too, when the Knicks were relevant.
Yeah.
When they were in the finals against the Rockets. That's close to 25 years ago, too.
Sad. Absolutely sad.
Awful.
That's all you can say. Yeah.
Absolutely awful. So the Islanders' quest tonight starts at 7:30, and it's on NBC Sports if people care to watch.
All right. Anything else?
We covered the baseball. We covered hockey. I think we're in pretty good shape.
And the Masters doesn't start till tomorrow. So
the Arkansas Derby is this weekend.
All right.
So it's the last major three-year-old prep on horse racing's road to the Kentucky Derby.
All right.
The Masters begins this weekend, so the demise of Tiger Woods starts tomorrow?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, there's four rounds, yeah.
So when will he become irrelevant? At what point?
Well, if he becomes irrelevant to you, it'll be after the second round if he doesn't make the cut.
Yeah, he ain't making no cut.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
He ain't making no cut.
All right, we'll see.
All right. We should know Friday morning what he does. I mean, if he totally bombs out tomorrow, you know.
Well, no, we'll
see.
He's got
to shoot like 58 to make the cut. You know, it's not happening.
All right. Well, but trunk slamming day is Friday. That's what they call it. That's what they call it. Trunk slamming day.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye, Mike Cozzi. Check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.